There has been a lot of interesting news this month in Czech science, but because we don't get too many opportunities to explore outer space, Science Journal grabs them when it can. We are not going so very far from the Earth today, only around 2 light minutes or so, to a point where, come 2017, Czech technology will be orbiting our Sun and helping to answer some of its secrets. What we're talking about is the largest ever international study of our star, the Solar Orbiter, a European probe that will come closer to the Sun than any of its predecessors, and hopefully it will yield information impossible to attain from the Earth or from Earth orbit. The last solar orbiter, the Euro-American SOHO, has already outlived its lifespan by 3 times, so this project means the next generation solar probe. What will it bring to science and to popular understanding, and what Czech science can bring to it, is a question best put to Dr. František Farník, the head of the Solar Department of the Astronomical Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences.
Solar Orbiter is a new solar mission in the European Space Agency, ESA. And ESA organizes science program in a period of 10 years. The next 10-year period starts 2015 and ends 2025. And during that period, which is called Cosmic Vision, 3 medium-sized missions and 1 large science mission should be completed and launched. One of those missions is Solar Orbiter, which is already under preparation, under studies, for many years now, and in fact, the original launch date was shifted due to many reasons. And this year, it was confirmed by ESA, the Science Committee of ESA, that Solar Orbiter will be launched as the first medium-class mission in 2017. And the aim of the mission is the studies of the Sun. The mission will fly to the vicinity of the Sun. It will be as close as Mercury, and it means roughly 28% of the distance between the Sun and the Earth. And it will be a complex observatory.
And what exactly will it be studying? Can you give me some examples of the range of studies that will be going on board?
It will observe the Sun remotely. It means it will contain a few telescopes in ultralight, invisible, and also in X-rays. And also it will study in situ. It means it will register waves and particles in the position of the satellite of this observatory. And all those observations in different regions of the spectrum, and also in the broad region of the energies of energetic particles, is aimed at understanding our Sun, of physical processes which are governing the solar activity. And also one of the main goals is to enable us to forecast solar activity, because it is known that solar activity may influence the Earth. In some senses, it may be very dangerous, and therefore it would be very helpful to be able to forecast this activity and to get ready for the negative influence.
And what will the Czech Republic be offering the project?
Czech Republic is involved in the mission in a few scientific instruments. We are having 5 groups of scientists involved in those instruments. One of those instruments is STIX. It is X-ray telescope, and that's my field. So in the case of X-ray telescope STIX, we develop and deliver 2 power supplies for that instrument, general power supply which will feed the instrument as a whole, and also high voltage power supply, which will feed the metrics of detectors. Plus, we should develop and deliver the software which will control the instrument in flight. We should develop and deliver some components of the optical system, so optical elements.
And success in a huge project like this is kind of a two-way street, isn't it? Your contribution adds to the success of the project, but the experience of working on it itself enhances your own abilities and what you can do in the future, doesn't it?
Yes, that's precise. And this is also our idea to help Czech industry to be more visible, to get some experience in such a big project, because, of course, European competition is very strong, and without any previous successes, it must be extremely difficult for industrial firms to win competition in other missions and other projects. And if Czech firms will be successful in Solar Orbiter, it will open more possibilities for those firms in the future. So this is, I would say, side product of our scientific goals.
Dr. František Farník there, the head of the Solar Department of the Astronomical Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences. And it's wonderful to think about Czech technology in the darkness of space flying around the sun. That's all we have time for today on Science Journal. I hope you'll be back with us again next month.